Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Over there? Mm-hmm. My name is Roy Abdo. I'm one of the co-founders of Kangaroo. What is Kangaroo? It's an app that connects travelers and global shoppers. We realized that there's a lot of people needing stuff from everywhere in the world, so we created a platform where people can order things, and someone traveling to that location will bring them to you. Pretty cool, right?
What? Okay. So those Kit Kats that are only available in Japan.
Now you can get them. So as simple as you go on kngro.com, kangaroo.com, and then you list that Kit Kat. And someone traveling from Japan to the States will bring that item to you. And you'll pay them whatever you decide how much is worth for you. Like okay. It could be $20, $50, $100, depending on what kind of like worth is for you. And we are the mediator of this thing. And what happens is we move the money from one person to another. And once you deliver the item, you get a code, you put that code in our app, and you get your money back for buying the item, or you get your reward back.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
We saw a big need for this. I mean, I'm originally from Lebanon, and I moved to the States about 13 years ago, and it's always been a struggle going on Facebook posting, hey, can you come? Is anyone coming from Lebanon? I want this.
Yeah.
Or whenever I post on Facebook, I'm going back to home, I get tons of requests. Because if you think about it, like the cost of shipping internationally is so high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, like the whole time, it takes you like a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So we discovered that there must be a way to solve that problem. And we decided to be the solution.
Yeah, for sure. The cost of shipping is so high just from the States to here that we bought new computer monitors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cheaper, right?
Yeah, it was less expensive to buy new ones than to ship them here.
Exactly.
Which is just across the border over. To ship from Japan or Lebanon or something like that is...
I mean, as simple as we discovered, like for instance, an example of that, the iPhone cost in the UK is like about $200 to $300 more than the States, right? Or like a bag from Paris is higher. So we started looking at different things, and the way we broke it down, there's centers of goods, which is America, Canada, Europe. And there's a lot of other countries in the world that would like items from those countries. For instance, you know, like India or Egypt or you know, like Lebanon, all those countries. They always want items from Costco, from Walmart, from, you know. So, or even like car parts. We discovered there's a big need for car parts, you know, especially car collector or like car, you know, what do you call them? Car enthusiasts. In the Middle East, they love different, you know, things on their car and that kind of stuff. So now they can go on our website, put their items on Kangaroo, and someone traveling with a space in their luggage, bring it to them and, you know, get to make their car look good.
I really like that.
Yeah. Obviously, the Kit Kat example was a little bit of a joke, a little bit serious.
Oh, serious.
Yeah.
I love it. The one you're talking about, the matcha Kit Kat, right? Oh, I love those Kit Kats.
Right? And they can be difficult to get here unless you can find, you know, like... We just happen to have a comic book shop that can get them for us. But, I mean, that not everybody has this particular shop in their backyard.
Even the comic book probably has a profit margin on it. He wants to make money out of it and that kind of thing. So if you're kind of like a person who's traveled to Japan back and forth and you have space in your luggage, you can buy someone a box or two boxes or three boxes. And, you know, save because, you know, it's a win-win for someone who likes things from everywhere and someone who wants to make money traveling.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's where we built.
I really like this. There's all kinds of, you know, Asian products that we simply can't get here. Even from U.S. companies, they make a special one-off version of a thing.
But it's not the same.
Yeah. Just for Japan or China or India or somewhere that we can't get here, and vice versa. There are things that are unique to us that can't be found in those countries.
Yeah. The way even we see this going forward to an extent where, you know, when you go on Amazon, there's 1 day shipping, 2 day shipping. Days. We can almost see something like where ship it with Kangaroo, because someone would be traveling to that location where you're going to and you're shopping on Amazon from an outside country. you can get that option of shipping for someone to take it for you.
Yeah. Oh. So is this primarily like need based? So like I need this, bring me this. Or is it also like a marketplace?
It's a marketplace.
So like I can look on, you know, the website and see, oh, here's the Kit Kat I've been dying for and they already have it.
No,
does it work that way as well?
More like a marketplace when I say that. It's the idea is people who travel a lot, they'll just list their travels.
Okay.
And people who want items from anywhere in the anywhere in the world, they'll list whatever they like.
Okay.
And then, or they could see someone coming and list them an item. So for instance, let's say, you want this item from Amazon or Walmart or B&H or something like that. And you know, someone's coming to Dubai. You can simply list the item and ping them to bring it to you.
Okay.
Or you can just list that item. And then whenever someone going to Dubai, will notify them, hey, you have an opportunity to make $100, $200, $50. I personally listed that I was going to Lebanon for Christmas. The minute I listed that item, someone already had listed that they want Apple Watches. So I took them 2 Apple Watches and I made $100 out of it. Just because, you know, what's an Apple Watch going to take space in my luggage?
Yeah.
Right.
Nothing. But for them, the Apple Watch is a hot item over there.
And the thing that even if you were to buy it there, that $100, like if it's available there, that $100 that they paid you is less than
the markup that's going on in that country.
Yeah.
I mean, it's price arbitrage and an opportunity for travelers to utilize the space in their luggage. Because a lot of times, you know, most of the time what happens is if I go back to Lebanon, I'm taking a lot of stuff with me. And if I'm going back from Lebanon, my luggage is empty because I took all those Costco vitamins, all those car parts, all those Amazon. I mean, you can imagine how things work.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. When you have relatives or someone overseas, or even, you know, as simple as you don't have to have them. You know, a lot of people travel for like work or, they're on missions for places and stuff.
Sure.
So now they can just take a bunch of things and, you know, pay off for their ticket or that kind of thing. And the other side we see it is, you know, people need certain medications, certain paperwork, certain lingo work, certain items from the airport at some point because airports have like special things. So we see this even growing to the point where, you know, we can help you get something from Germany, from the airport Germany, like specific products that are specific in Germany airport that you want to get them somewhere, or Paris airport or U.S. airport.
I can imagine that you guys would be dealing with multiple types of currencies. Does that work any differently for you guys?
We're integrated with like Stripe and an international payment system. So this way, any credit card would work. And on top of that, you know, we have like any standard in a kind of Uberized, like, you know, Airbnb or Uber, we have like insurance on the items and insurance on the transactions and such.
Oh, okay.
And we're based out of Washington, D.C., so that's our headquarters. And we're like looking to like different, you know, soon we can see this expanding in different countries and having different kind of like headquarters in each country where we see centers of goods being moved.
Oh.
That's how, you know, we're excited for it. We think it's... We think we're onto something that no one has done, and it's gonna be, you know, like a lot of education. I've worked with Lyft early on when I was kicking it off to start.
Okay.
And if I told you like 5 years ago, hey, next 5 years you're gonna get in someone else's car, he's gonna drive you around, you'll share the ride with someone, and you're gonna pay on the app. You're gonna think I'm crazy, like, oh, why?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing I see happening around here because we're becoming more and more like nomads. We travel a lot, and you know, traveling become much more accessible. And the internet created the opportunity of discovery for items, but that demand and supply has not been, you know, fixed.
Yeah, and you know, the idea of couriers is as old as humanity.
Exactly.
And you know, the idea of even sending things from country to country via a human courier is an old concept.
Exactly.
This is just a modernization of that process.
So we see even like some people like need legal documents. So we recommend usually like to buy items from like specific website, but as simple as a paper, that's kind of like very safe to do a transaction. So let's say you want that, I don't know, birth certificate from whatever country, or that you want it to be moved quicker. And if you think about moving, you know, a birth certificate through FedEx, that's going to cost you, I don't know, $100 just to overnight it. Versus if you go on the app, discover someone going instantaneously, you just meet with them, give them that birth certificate, give them that legal document, they would move it quicker. And it's actually a person that you could trust because we do the validation with Facebook, with credit card. You're like, you know, all this kind of like the higher validation you are, the more trusted to get more requests and the more trusted to get more like basically revenues from it.
OK. Okay. Wow.
It's exciting, right?
It really is.
You got to tell me, we're the most exciting startup right now you've interviewed, no?
I mean, you're definitely one of the top ones. It's very interesting.
For sure. Yeah.
If not, I'll just leave right now.
No.
Just kidding.
Yeah, it's because, and it's one of those things where you think about it and you go, well, of course.
Yeah, like that makes 100% sense. Why isn't it already out? But yeah, you guys are doing it.
Yeah. So as an alpha, how far into the process are you?
So we launched about, I think, a month and a half ago, and then we have about 100 to 150 users, which is family, friends.
Sure.
And we've been testing around with, like, to see everything. And now we're at a point where, like, showcasing the product. We build the product, we build the platforms, and we are showcasing to basically get more active users and start raising, capital to invest to scale it. And having worked with other marketplace, it's going to take an investment to basically get users to be active and get the awareness out. And that's where we are right now here. And that's why we're here. So we wanted to expose the idea. We wanted to showcase how we built the platforms. We recorded. We have all our digital content, media kit, all this kind of stuff ready. And, you know, to get the exposure, you know, we're looking for.
That's really cool. How long have you been working on this?
It's been in the work about 2 years.
Oh, wow.
It's come up, you know, first the idea started, then we started building the technology, the whole kind of like marketplace connections, then the visual pieces, which is from the branding, the colors, the social media presence. Mm-hmm. We basically tested with did a little market test with Facebook ads to figure out what are cost per users. We did kind of like a lot of homework to make sure that there's a product fit. And once we discovered we have a fit, then we start kind of pushing it like building blocks. You know, we discovered this, then okay, I gotta do that and do this and do that.
That's really smart.
Yeah, I mean, the worst thing you could do, the common mistakes that I own an advertising agency outside of being a co-founder of the startups. And the first thing that I look for as someone who knows advertising well is I tell them, who is your ideal customer? Where are they spending their time? What are they looking into? What are their target? What are their pain points are? So I wanted to make sure before we get into this, we make sure we have ideal customers. We make sure they're spending their time somewhere. And that's even before going to an investor raising money, because you're gonna walk into them, tell them, okay, this is the size of the market, this is the opportunity we present.
Right.
And if you just think of an idea, the idea is worth nothing if you don't do the research for it.
Right.
So we did all those homework, and now we even did the valuation based on the estimated demand and estimated needs for different countries.
Sure.
And I think what's great about now leveraging social media advertising to scale this kind of concept, people have interest in certain brands in certain countries. You know who people have interest in cars and want some more stuff. So we're just at a point where we know that it's a scalable the minute we have an investment injection, so we can start becoming this global, matching the supply and demand of those things.
Very cool. So what kind of timeline are we expecting for a wire?
For a wire? I mean, we've been here trying, we met with a couple of investors here and
good.
We have some offers on the table, and we want to see what's best out there. Meeting with different people, like we had a mentorship session here, and then we have other competitions we're going into. It's going to be a matter of someone an investor who believes in the idea of shopping, global shopping and scalability. And we're looking for that strategic partner, not just kind of someone just give us the money, because we also want someone who believes in the concept who can, take it further. Having worked with other startups, and I realize, Lyft till now or Uber, they're still not profitable.
Yep.
But they're scaling quicker than anyone because it's about market share. The more market share you have, then you can monitor, even Facebook, So we know that's a concept where, it's like 3 to 5 years before you start seeing a result.
Mm-hmm.
We actually, if you think of it this way, if you take out the development cost, we could be profitable from day one because we're making transaction costs off the demand and supply, right?
Right.
So we're hoping in next year we'll start, we'll have the injections of the investment so we can start scaling this.
Gotcha. That's really cool. Obviously, I'm excited about the idea.
It's kangaroo. So the
idea. Where'd the name come from?
Like the kangaroo, they have a pouch to put stuff in.
Oh.
Okay.
It's kind of like, and then, our slogan is connecting travelers and shoppers. And the idea is like travel on their own, global shoppers on their own. Now we're the place where we're like a marketplace introducing those two, and it's a kangaroo as an idea of like putting something in your pocket and moving, and we did the play on word, and
sure,
we bought the domain.
I love it. I mean, my favorite animal is a kangaroo, so.
Yeah.
The what?
Her favorite animal is the kangaroo.
I love kangaroos.
So it's a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll give you a code, our first users.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
I'm on board. Mm-hmm. For those who want to find out more about your platform and follow your progress, how
Perfect.
Can they do that?
So you can go on kngro.com, which is our website, or even go on the App Store or the Android Store and download it, KNGRO. You can download the app. And also on top of that, we are all on all social media. Our handle is KNGRO app on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. And if you follow us on Instagram, we have a lot of giveaways that we give for people who are traveling and to get the market, you know, to get like excitement into
sure.
inject excitement. And if you want to also like follow me personally, my Instagram handle is ROY.ABDO, Apple Bravo Delta Oscar. And I can give you more information, and we can hook you up with a discount code, especially for those who are watching us right now or who watch us.
Awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. And
absolutely.
That was a great interview, and hopefully you guys are enjoying the show as much as we are.
Indeed. Yeah, we always like this show. It's
yeah,
fun.
We have yeah. a different perspective, but.
Yeah, because you probably ask tons of questions, everyone, right? Then you get.
And our view is
here.
This.
Oh,
not out there.
But people come to you.
Yes.
Versus yeah. you have, trust me, walking around
is difficult.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I had 15,000 steps yesterday, so hopefully today I'll do like 10, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thank you very much
have
for
a good
taking
rest
the time.
Thank
show.
You. Bye.